Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good to hear from you on this Thanksgiving Eve Eve. Depending on where you are, if you're on the West Coast, you may still be on your Tuesday night furiously cleaning and preparing for an invasion of family and friends. Or maybe you're the one traveling like me, and so you had to get everything together on Tuesday night. And I'm half packed. The cooler is waiting to be packed. One of the pies is made. All the other food is in a pile ready to go. And so I do still have to put the cooler together and get the last of my own clothes and make sure my dog is ready to go to the dog sitters. Unfortunately, I can't take her with me because my sister-in-law does not like pets. And so I want to keep the peace. I want it to be a fun, unstressful Thanksgiving with the family, and this is one way that I can contribute to that. What is your strange, odd, weird, favorite Thanksgiving tradition? Something unique to your family or the people that you spend the holiday with? Roberto sends us this fantastic food picture. I do love food photos. He says, I'm cooking some pork short ribs, listening to A-Law Radio, and drinking a cold Cerveza Corona. Sounds like the perfect way to pass the time. Thank you for allowing us to keep you company, Roberto. Good to see your tweet. A-Law Radio is where you can find me or on our Facebook page. And we're certainly collecting your questions for Ask Amy Anything. That's coming up in 30 minutes. And I know producer Chris is looking for a Thanksgiving food theme. Because why not? We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house a home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. And we're perusing social media, so when you share your Thanksgiving stories with us, we'll try to pass those along as well. Let's talk to Harold, who's in Texas. Welcome to After Hours.
Yeah, hang on a second. Can you hear me, Miss Amy?
I can.
Yes, about the anxiety, that is a real thing. I'm 45, and I always had anxiety my whole life, but the older I got, I mean, when it hits you, I mean, I can go to sleep perfectly fine, and when I wake up, it's just like, I don't want to go outside.
Mm.
I don't want to drive my car. There's something out there. Like trying to get me going to a mall, oh, that's out of the question, you know?
Yeah, so. I mean, I don't have firsthand experience with it, but I do know that I've got plenty of friends, and these are friends of all ages, who struggle with it. So it's not specific to one generation, though a lot of studies have shown that the current generation of young people really struggles with it more than maybe any previous generation. Something that people tell me is that they don't know necessarily what brings it on. Now, I do have one friend. It's pretty obvious that whenever she gets stressed out and she's overloaded, that's when the panic attacks and the anxiety really converge on her. But like I mentioned, my other friend, he will be shopping in Target, and all of a sudden, even though he's not thinking about anything, these panic attacks will take over, and he's frustrated by it because, as you say, he doesn't want to do anything but just turn around and go home. But he also doesn't really want to get in the car and drive that way.
Yes, absolutely. I understand. I sympathize for everybody who goes through it because, I mean, it didn't really hit me really hard until I got older, you know. And anyway, girl, I love your show. Hey, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I'm in the Albertsons parking lot listening to you right now.
Is it open 24 hours?
No, I work nights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I listen to you all the time. I hope your mom, your Grammy, and Penny, hey, I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and I hope it snows so Penny can run around that snow.
She does love that. Harold, happy Thanksgiving to you, too, and thank you so much for your phone call.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that people realize this or maybe ever even take it into account, and I joke about kickers being people, too. But we forget that pro athletes are human beings just like us. And while they may have money and may have a famous job, that doesn't prevent them from dealing with some of the same health challenges that we have. Those of us who do not work and reside in the world of professional sports, they have different problems. Certainly, they may not have money problems, but they still have family and friends who combat cancer. They may still lose someone that they love. And certainly when it comes to mental health, it is no respecter of your job or career. And sometimes the pressures that come with a high profile, high pressure job and all of that stress can actually lead to more anxiety and different types of mental health challenges. But again, it's not something that you can pinpoint specifically in an industry or a people group, or an ethnicity. Mental health is being talked about more and more, which is smart because we can then help one another and assist one another. And also, if it happens to us, we know that we are not alone. And again, I just appreciate Brandon Brooks speaking out, because 10 years ago, 15 years ago, no way a pro athlete would have opened up about mental health, about depression. We've seen and heard from more athletes who are willing to speak out about depression. It's just not something that professional athletes would do because there would be a connotation they were weak, especially men. I do remember, you all may remember the name Shamiqua Holdsclaw. She was a star basketball player at Tennessee, and she went on to play in the WNBA, I think for the Washington Mystics. Please forgive me if I have that wrong, but I believe that she went on to play for the Mystics, and she really struggled with depression. And when she opened up about it and shared her story, it was like, wow, this is really one of the first times I ever remembered hearing a professional athlete be so candid and open about a struggle that was so personal. And yet we know millions of people struggle with depression. Millions of people struggle with anxiety. Again, pro athletes are no different. They may not speak about it as much. There may be more of a prejudice or a perception about it when you're a pro athlete. But we're all human beings. Some of us have mental health struggles. Some of us have physical health struggles. Some of us have family issues. I mean, sometimes life just sucks. And it's the same for pro athletes as it is for you and me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Mac, who's in Georgia. Welcome, Mac.
Well, you know, I think that having these problems, people can't live in society. I think it's normal.
Yes.
This society is constant. Pushing people to be what you call perfect. And that's not true.
There's no such thing as perfect. Yeah.
But we have been thought and taught that you must be the best, be the best, be the best. At what? The best thing you can ever do is just breathe. Outside of that, it doesn't matter. Conversation, like when you come on the air, a lot of people want to hear you. A lot of people love what you talk about. That's their therapy. And sports is my therapy. Sure, all of us have anxiety. But it shouldn't be a disease. People shouldn't push people to always be right. We're always trying to push people to be better, be the best that you can. Why are you always in competition with everything?
I feel like that's what social media does, Mac. And it's funny because I often say it's the opposite of social. I really think it divides us more than anything. But yeah, social media is like that. It's a way that we compare ourselves to everyone else. My goodness, on Facebook, if you just look around Facebook, I guess there are times when people will rant. But for the most part, it's people posting pictures of their perfect lives or the perfect lives that they would like people to think that they have.
And that's a fantasy. There's no such thing as perfection.
No, agreed.
The only thing that we do is try to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And doing better is caring about other people. What I function on, Amy, is that I care about people. I care about what's going on in people's lives, and I ask questions. And people ask me questions. And then we have good conversations. And so I don't understand this push in this country that we have to be better than everybody that, around the world. That's just a fallacy.
Well, yeah, I appreciate your sentiments, Mac, and you're right. A lot of times the pressure is external, but I would also say a lot of times the pressure is internal. Thank you so much for listening and weighing in Georgia. Have a happy Thanksgiving. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's see if we can talk to one more caller here before the break. Brent is listening in Knoxville. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to mention, after you talked about Shamiqua Holtzclaw, one of the few people that she let in on that was Pat Summitt.
Right.
And Pat was there for her the whole time and was very helpful to her.
Mm-hmm.
She was very close to her whole family, her grandmother, and just a lesson, you know, to all the coaches out there that you can have a huge impact on people that you are coaching.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Pat Summitt definitely did that. I mean, before she passed away, the stories that would be told about some of the athletes that played for her and with her and how hard she pushed and how she knew the ways to get the best out of them and how at times they hated her, but they realized what an influence and impact she would be in their lives down the road.
You know, I think after they left Tennessee and had an opportunity to look back, it meant more to them. But Pat was definitely a great lady, a trailsetter in ladies basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. She's really was one of my first idols in sports and still miss her presence in not just in Tennessee, but around the sport itself.
Trust me, Tennessee Lady Vols program misses her too. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Brett. Good to talk to you in Knoxville. 855-212-4227. We'll get to some more of your phone calls, but I certainly appreciate that many of you are sharing some of your Thanksgiving traditions, whether or not they're weird or odd, whatever, they're yours. So that's what matters. We all have special families. And by special, I mean special. And so I'm trying to think of one. I mean, the cranberry sauce story that I've shared on the air before is one that we always seem to bring up again at the table. Do we have some kind of special tradition? I would think about that. We definitely do the traditional meal. And so we're turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing and cranberry sauce and pumpkin pies. We generally have some casserole. We always have salad. I'm actually going to try to take this cherry vinaigrette dressing to my family and see if they'll eat it. I don't know if they will or not. And we are kind of boring after that. We do the naps. We watch the football. We play cards. This year I brought a puzzle. We don't do a whole lot on Thanksgiving. And I don't know that we're going to do Black Friday this year either. We've done that in the past, but gosh, I think I'd rather sleep. We sleep a lot. Anyway, so if you have a weird or atypical Thanksgiving tradition, I'd love to hear from you. And send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. We're about 25 minutes away here. After Hours CBS on Twitter or on our Facebook page. Thanks so much for tuning in. Happy Thanksgiving to you. If it's the last time you're going to hear from me, it's After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I think if you ask me my Thanksgiving tradition, it would be travel. And I don't mean the whole family. I mean me personally. Because I haven't lived in the same place as my family since high school. When I left for college, that was it. I was gone. I was 10 hours away from home. And other than a couple of weeks here and there, I never moved back. And I've also never lived in the same state as my mother again, never lived in the same state as my brother again, which means I'm always traveling. But something else that has happened over the course of my career is that I've worked a lot of Thanksgivings, and many times I've been on the road with basketball teams. So I spent 8 years traveling with the University of Hartford women's basketball team when Jennifer Rosati was coaching there. And because of her high profile coaching resume and because of her success, and of course, because of her ties to UConn and USA basketball, she was invited to a lot of holiday tournaments. And so when I was working with Hartford, we went to a bunch of different places. For instance, one year we spent at a Mexican resort in Cancun. We had a tournament there, so I had to take my radio equipment with me to Cancun. The team was there for 8 days. I could only be there for 4 because of my other job. And so I flew in separately. I called 2 games, and then I went home. I also did a Thanksgiving tournament in Miami 1 year with the University of Hartford. In fact, you want to know what I remember about that trip to Miami? The kick six. I remember I was in my hotel room in Miami prepping for a basketball game later that day, and the kick six happened, screaming, yelling, "I can't believe what I just saw," wondering if there was anybody else in that hotel in Miami who was watching the game at the same time. Of course, that's the Iron Bowl dramatic finish, the kick six. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, 1 year. When I was in college, we did a basketball tournament in the Bahamas. And so it feels like travel is always a part of my Thanksgiving. I'm usually the one who's on the road. Only twice in my life have I ever hosted Thanksgiving, which means I'm always going to someone else's house and always doing either a road trip or flying, though not flying quite as much the last few years. It's been great. Since I joined CBS Sports Radio, this will now be my... 13, 14? Yeah, it'll be my 7th year going to my brother's and being able to spend the time with my brother, my sister-in-law, and my 2 nieces who have gone on to graduate from high school and now in college and post-college. And so I always look forward to it now. But yes, travel. I'm always dealing with the stress of travel for Thanksgiving. 855-212-4227. That's how you can reach us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Scott, who's in Boston.
Amy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right, listen, I'm going to touch on about 4 different points when I was on hold. You have a great show, Amy. You
Thank
really
you.
Do. I could talk for an hour with you. But I'm going to hit about 3 points in 40 seconds, okay?
Whoa, okay, go.
Social media is the worst. It's so fake.
Yeah.
That's why I don't partake in it. It's awful, and it's the downfall of the United States of America. It's awful.
Well, it's not just U.S. It's worldwide.
I still have 3 points. Don't dump me, Amy. All right. No, it is worldwide. You're right. You're right. But it's disgusting. It's so gross. It's so fake. People are so concerned. How many followers do I have? I could go off on that tangent for an hour. Moving on. You were talking about anxiety. We're going to get to the Patriots and Thanksgiving in a second. I have a great family tradition.
Okay.
Anxiety, Amy, right? Remember you were talking about that?
Yep.
Anyone out there who's listening that has it, I have it every now and then randomly. What I don't take pills for it. What I do is this. I just think very positive. I think of the ocean. I think of the sunset, and it calms me down. And anyone out there who's are we national, Amy,
of
around
course.
The country right now?
Of course.
Anyone out there who has it, just breathe deep.
Mm.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah, I think of the ocean, the sunset. Life is beautiful. Moving on. Thanksgiving traditions. You want to know what mine is in my weird family?
Okay.
My sister... every year tries to convince me that olives are delicious.
I said,
her name is Kristen. I love her. And my sister. She goes, "Scott, have an olive." I go, "Kristen, I've hated them since I was 2. She goes, "Try it. Just try it." And every year I fall for it and I almost throw up. I can't believe people eat olives. Disgusting.
Why do you fall for it every year?
Who the heck? Because I'm an idiot. Well, because it's been a year. Tomorrow, in 2 days, I'll do it again. She's going to go, "Scott, they're good." She's going to go, "These ones are good. These are different. Mom bought different ones. Try these ones." And I'm going to eat it and have a sour puss on my face. It's disgusting.
So does
I don't
she
know how
every
anyone
time?
On earth eats olives. Hold on. I'm almost done.
Oh, sorry.
Please.
Okay.
I want your opinion. We're going to go to sports real quick.
Okay.
What is your opinion, Amy? Very informed. You're very good. Very intelligent. I love your show. I'm new to your show. Only about 2 months. I love it.
Sweet.
I'm about to call Boston local sports at 6 a.m. yeah, they love me over here at EEI. Trust me. All right. I want to know, what is your opinion on this Patriots team. Are they going to win the Super Bowl again?
Oh, stop it. Ask me if I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I have no idea. I think they have a good shot at it. Certainly having the number one seed helps, or having a bye helps, because you don't have to play that first game. But that's no guarantee. I think their defense is otherworldly. The defense is fantastic. I think I've talked to you about that secondary and the collective experience they have. What Stephon Gilmore did against Amari Cooper in the game against Dallas was fantastic. But there is something to be said about the lack of steady receivers. You can only have one Julian Edelman, and Tom Brady has reasons to be frustrated. He clearly is. When they can establish the run, it's easier. But Mohamed Sanu's been in and out of the lineup. You know, we know that they've got kind of a revolving door at tight end, but nothing like Gronk. N'Keal Harry could certainly help. He's a rookie, but if he can get into the flow quickly, that will be a major boost. You can tell that Brady already likes him. Jacoby Myers has been coming along, but that's the biggest weakness for them, is that you cannot count on that offense to score every time down the field like you used to.
Can I please opine on that real quick?
Mm-hmm. Real quick.
This is what a lot of people aren't realizing. They're going to get a first round bye, okay? So they're 10-1. That means they have 5 games left, but they get a bye. So that means they have 6 to 7 weeks to work on this offense. This defense, if you let up 9 points a game, they're going to win the Super Bowl, Amy. All they have to do is put up 13, 15, 18, 21 points. In closing, and take time, this is a tough thing, Amy. Here we go. Who do you think the most dominant athlete in sports is today? I'll go first. Connor McDavid on the Edmonton Oilers. Name anybody more dominant.
That's hard because all the sports are measured differently. I still say LeBron James is pretty darn dominant. Right now, man alive, Kawhi Leonard is extremely dominant. Aaron Donald, he's dominant. Goodness. I'm trying to think. Mike Trout, he's fairly dominant. Gerrit Cole was pretty dominant this year. But they affect their sports in different ways. So that's a good one, though. Connor McDavid certainly is.
Edmonton won 6-3 last week. He had 6 points, yeah, 3 goals, and 3 assists. He's 22 years old.
He's phenomenal.
Know what's sad, Amy,
is that he's
in a small market. If he's ever in New York City or Chicago, Boston, L.A., he'd be a household name. He's in Edmonton, which is cool because they love their hockey. Everyone realizes that he's the Michael Jordan of hockey. I've said many times he's the best player the world has seen since Mario Lemieux.
Postseason
the
stage.
Game in 1984.
Postseason will change that. So they need to get to the postseason, and that would give him the stage. All right, Scott, I have to let you go, but thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay away from the olives. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, he falls for it every year, but I like that. That's a good Thanksgiving tradition. So mine's travel. What is yours? 855-212-4227. Michelle sends us a picture from St. Thomas. She says, I'm in St. Thomas watching women's college basketball, so it's not all bad. No, I guess not, if you're in a place where you are able to enjoy the sunshine and the palm trees. Troy on Twitter, my friends and I go feed the less fortunate. That's amazing. We've been doing it for 8 years. We've both been sober and clean 8 years. We love what we do because someone did it for us. Well, Troy, that's the best way that you can leave the world a better place, is to pay it forward, so to speak. But congratulations on turning your life around, and also awesome that you spend time on Thanksgiving helping to make sure that other people have food as well. Love serving at a food kitchen, whether Thanksgiving or Christmas. My family usually finds a way to do that as well. Thanks so much for being part of our show. Thanksgiving, we can't even call it Thanksgiving Eve anymore. Now for most of you on a Wednesday morning, it is your Thanksgiving Eve. Straight ahead, it's Ask Amy Anything. So send us your questions. Last couple minutes here. After Hours CBS on Twitter or on our Facebook page.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Before we answer any of your questions, I've got a couple of things to share with you. Number one, the giant 10-foot construction sign is still in my yard. The town public works department promised to remove it before Thanksgiving. Well, the town public works department is running out of time. But when I leave on Wednesday morning, I am going to believe that by the time I get home from my Thanksgiving jaunt, the giant orange construction sign, the bane of my existence, will be gone from my yard. And then one more thing that I actually think is going to kind of be a cool surprise that I'll tell you before we hit the top of the hour. So, Chris, your last question needs to be, what is your surprise? And give me about 30 seconds to talk about it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And Chris has got your questions, as always, for The Hump Show.
That I do. And we have Peter chiming in. He must have chimed in recently because I think Scott, our last caller, inspired his question. He wants to know if you are a fan of large green olives, and get this, stuffed with blue cheese. I've never heard of that before.
I like blue cheese. I do not like green olives. I love black olives, and I do frequently eat those in salads and sometimes in sandwiches. If you go to Subway, you can put olives on your sandwich, your sub. But I do not like green olives. I've tried, what are they called, pimento? Pimento olives?
Yes.
I don't like them. I've had them before, and I really like salty foods, but they're way too salty for me. I can't.
Is that a thing, though? I've never heard of that, olive stuffed with blue cheese. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, you can... Well, I mean, they've got a hole in them. They're naturally invite you to stuff something in there.
Yeah, touche. We will go to another Thanksgiving question from Anthony. He wants to know, what, in your opinion, is the most overrated dish or dessert on the Thanksgiving table?
What? I love this meal. In fact, I think it's underrated. It's my favorite meal of the year. But I'll say the cranberry sauce. I don't eat cranberry sauce. I've had a traumatic experience with cranberry sauce when I was a kid. My brother ate too much of it because it was his favorite and threw it up all over the Thanksgiving table. Though he swears that's not what happened. We debate about whether or not that's actually how it played out. He says, you tell people that it's not true. That's how I remember it. Anyway, it was very traumatic, so I do not eat cranberry sauce. So I'll say that. Though it is my grandmother's homemade cranberry sauce recipe that my brother makes now. So it's pretty good, but nah, I'm not a cranberry sauce connoisseur, especially not the canned kind. Blah.
Keeping the food questions rolling here with Todd, who wants to know, would you ever substitute your Thanksgiving turkey for ham?
I'm not a ham person, not a big pork person. In fact, I typically eat turkey bacon. Don't at me. We wouldn't in my family. And while we do a ham every now and then at Easter, or we do one around the Christmas holidays, if we're together for more than a couple of days. In fact, if my family decided they wanted to supplant the turkey with the ham, I would find somewhere else to go for Thanksgiving. I love the Thanksgiving turkey. Love it. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Different Scott checking in. That was an awesome turkey impression, by the way. That kind of took me by surprise. I was not expecting that.
You have to shake your head when you're doing it. Exactly. It doesn't work otherwise.
He wants to know, what is your one must-have dish on the Thanksgiving table?
Stuffing.
Can't live without it.
Stuffing. Gotta stuffing. Stuffing. Stuffing with gravy. So much stuffing with gravy.
I've heard a lot of debate about stuffing over the past couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah. People have been calling it into question as a side dish on Thanksgiving. And I agree with you. I think it's a staple. You gotta
especially when it's actually stuffed in the turkey. So good.
Makes a big difference. Isaiah wants to know, not a Thanksgiving food-related question, but another food-related question. He wants to know, did you ever try the controversial Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Why was it controversial? Just because it was in a competition with Chick-fil-A?
That's right.
I mean, is that controversial?
It was a huge controversy. Okay. There were people that got into fights at drive-thrus and lines, fist fights, fisticuffs over a chicken sandwich.
So dumb. Yes, I've had a Popeye's chicken sandwich, though not over the span of this recent controversy. I've also had a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. And while I did like Chick-fil-A a little more, I thought Popeye's was good as well. I like Popeye's. Now, I'm not a big fast food person, and there aren't a lot of Popeye's where I live, but certainly in the other places I've lived in the country, there are Popeye's. And so, yeah, it's good. It's fine.
This question just popped into my head based off of Isaiah's question. Have you and your family ever done a non-traditional Thanksgiving, like at a restaurant?
Yes. One time we went to Texas Day Brazil, which is a Brazilian steakhouse. Men bringing you skewers of meat. And it was good. The food is phenomenal. I love Texas Day Brazil. We try to go as a special treat every couple of years. But it wasn't Thanksgiving, and it was jammed with people. I mean, wall-to-wall bodies, which kind of took away from the relaxing part of Thanksgiving that I always appreciate.
And you can't unbutton the when you get nice and stuffed. You can't
I don't
want to
hear about you unbuttoning your pants. I do not want to hear anything else about you and your pants. Keep going.
Fair enough. Ralph wants to know, Amy, well, we've heard one of your worst Thanksgiving memories with your brother in the controversy. Uh-huh, uh-huh. What are some of the best that you have with your family?
I mean, it really is just this time. And I would say these last 7 years, the fact that it's been such a steady opportunity for me to go to see my brother and my nieces. Like I said, I've always been traveling. But also, before these last 7 years, I worked many Thanksgivings. This is really the first place in my career, the first stop in my career where I have felt comfortable taking Thanksgiving off, where my boss has allowed me to have Thanksgiving off. A lot of times when you're in the rat race, especially in sports with so much happening on Thanksgiving weekend, I felt nervous about taking the time off because I didn't want someone else to step in there and do a good show when I was gone. But I don't have that anxiety anymore here at CBS Sports Radio. So really, these last 7 years are the first time in my life where I consistently could count on having the holiday off and could make plans for the holiday. So that's been special to me.
Now, this question needs a bit of setup, but I think the payoff will be great because it will require social media posts, which I will do after Ask Amy Anything.
Wait, we're posting something? We're posting something?
Oh, I'm going to post something.
Oh.
Daryl wants to know, have you ever tried chicken bone candy? Now, I had no idea what this was.
It's a good thing you can't post a picture of my face. No, I have not ever tried chicken bone candy. Please tell me it's not literal.
It is not literal. He does go on to explain.
Phew.
He says, here in Toronto, I eat it over the Christmas holiday. It's a pink candy in the shape of a small rectangle with chocolate in the middle, and he would totally recommend you trying it.
Okay. I mean, if someone wants to send me chicken bone candy, I'm just saying, if you want people to try it, probably calling it chicken bone candy is not the best way to entice new triers, new users.
Now, I did my homework. I researched this. It is, in fact, a thing, and there are many brands that produce chicken bone candy. So I will post a picture of it. Check it out at After Hours CBS.
Okay, it's pink. Just look for the pink candy.
Exactly.
Wonder why it's called chicken bone candy.
Maybe because it's small and rectangular, maybe in the shape of a chicken bone. I wouldn't know, but they don't pay me for that. They pay me to ask you questions.
Sure, that's not your department.
No, and Jim wants to know, very simply, apple or pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin everything. I'm taking pumpkin bread, a frozen pumpkin pie, and I'm making the traditional pumpkin pie. I'm pretty confident my family is going to scoff at the fact that I brought so many pumpkin options, but I don't care, and you shouldn't care either, because whatever is not eaten over Thanksgiving, I'll be bringing back to you.
Let's go. Ralph wants to know, we know you're a huge Star Wars fan.
Boom!
What is your opinion on Star Trek?
I don't like the older ones. I never got into it. In fact, I was raised that you had to pick one or the other, either Star Wars or Star Trek. You couldn't be both a Trekkie and a Star Wars nerd. I like the newer ones with Chris Pine, and I forgot who plays Spock, but he's really great as well. And so, yeah, I like the newer ones, and I've watched those with my family. But the older ones, I mean, now and then they'll be on TV. Oh my gosh, what is the, he played the captain what on the originals.
William Shatner.
Yes, William Shatner. Obviously, thank you. I could see his face in my head. He's famous and he's classic, and I can't look at him without seeing Captain Kirk, but still, they were never on my radar.
Except now he does Priceline commercials, and that's what I think my generation
he's
knows
just, he's got to be one of those old men who just doesn't care what you think of him. He does whatever he wants.
That's something to be jealous of,
yeah,
for sure. To get to that point.
To be that rich and that old that you don't care anymore and you can do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
Sure.
We got another food question here from Hannah, who uses the hashtag AskAmyAnything. So bonus points for Hannah. She says, I know you love to cook. What is your absolute favorite thing to cook for the holidays?
For the holidays? Let's see. Well, I'm the pie person, so I make desserts. I'm the dessert person, I should say. Whether it's the pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving, a few years ago I forgot the sugar. I won't do that this year. Or whether it's the Christmas cookies. This year my mom and I are going to try a Christmas pumpkin roll. I've never made a pumpkin roll. It could be a total disaster. But I made cupcakes this year for the first time, so I feel like maybe I'm equipped. So yes, I'm the dessert person. That's what I always offer to bring. That's what people know me for, is the baking and the desserts. When I have people to my house for a meal, I generally make our famous Venus de Milo soup with its secret ingredient that I will not tell. I've made it for you guys before, I think. And also chili. But we have stroganoff. We have a great stroganoff recipe in my family. So we do that. We do a lot of pasta in my family. We're Italian. That makes sense. So, yeah, easy stuff that we can feed lots of people and fill hungry bellies.
All right, one more question before the announcement that you would like to make. Patty wants to know, when do you decorate for Christmas? Controversy here. Before or after Thanksgiving?
After. In fact, I've already got a date to go get my Christmas tree. I need some help, so a friend of mine is going with me, and we're going to pick out a tree, and we're going to get it home to my house. However, I do put it up in the stand all by myself. Boom! It's one of those things I learned, and I now can do on my own. There may be a swear word, one isolated swear word that's uttered, but I can do it all by myself. It's one of those things you never think you'll do by yourself. But yes, I will decorate the first week of December. Thanks so much for all your questions. And as Chris mentioned, I wanted to end with this. What is my surprise for you? Well, and maybe you don't care, but I think there will be some people who do. You always ask me, how can I hear you do basketball play-by-play? How can I watch you do a game on TV? Well, I had a resume reel put together over the summertime, and I decided I would share a portion of that with you on our YouTube channel. I've never done this before. I've never shared an audio tape. I've never shared a video. If you catch it organically, you do, but I've never gone back to share it, mostly because I love it and I'm proud of it, but it's a little out of my element on TV. We have posted it on our YouTube channel. It's a 20-minute clip of a game that I did in March, and I like it. I feel like I'm getting better at the TV play-by-play. Again, it's way out of my comfort zone, but it's on our YouTube channel, and I'm sharing it with you as a surprise so you can see and hear what it's like for me to do basketball play-by-play. And yes, if you have suggestions, you geniuses, you experts out there, will you make sure you share them with me? So on our YouTube channel, it's your Thanksgiving gift. I'm just kidding. But you can check it out. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on YouTube. We've got 1 hour to go. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.